There we go. We'll call the meeting to order. Mr. Whitehouse, our first item is the approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes?
There are none, thank you.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the agenda. Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the May 25th, 2023 meeting. Mr. Whitehouse, any changes to the minutes?
There are none. Unless the commission had any, Mr. Chairman, they would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the May 25th, 2023 meeting as circulated.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 25th, 2023 meeting as posted and circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. The public comment period is your opportunity to come and share with us anything you would like to share, provided that it is actually related to something we do, and that it is not related to any specific application that is in front of us. So, and you'll have 3 minutes to do that. So who would like to go first? All right, sir, you right up front, and then you, sir, in the back will be next. If you push the button, it will be.
There you go.
There you go. You're fired up.
Michael Walk, 29153 Abigail Adams Drive, Millsboro, Delaware. The Sussex County government needs to be a representative government, and I emphasize the word representative. The government must represent all citizens. The government must be inclusive in order to do so, and I emphasize the word inclusive. The government must include all citizens, meaning citizens who are able to attend meetings to speak to the Planning and Zoning Commission in person, and citizens who cannot attend the meetings and who can only call in due to their work commitments, lack of transportation, medical conditions, or disabilities. People with disabilities deserve special consideration by law or reason. I respectfully request the Planning and Zoning Commission to continue to enable citizens to call in and speak at these public service, I'm sorry, planning and zoning meetings. I've heard that the call-in capability might be discontinued because you cannot hear the caller. The onus is on the county to fix the technology so people can be heard. As a former township commissioner, I can tell you that our township fought through great difficulty but persevered to fix the technology so citizens could call in and speak at our virtual public meetings. These are the substantive issues. In addition, the optics are so bad and so wrong, leaving the impression that this commission would be arrogantly dismissing its citizens. The commonly held public opinion, right or wrong, is that Sussex County favors developers and the massive development in the county. This is not the time to take away the citizens' right to speak and, in effect, censor them from inclusion in our government. On a different positive note, congratulations to Kim Hoey Stevenson on your outstanding commitment and service to Sussex County. I moved here 6 months ago and only attended 2 previous planning and zoning meetings. You were extremely impressive due to your preparedness, thoughtful reasoning, and logical decisions, all in compliance with the law. Your public statement that you have done all you can do under the current ordinances has profoundly put the focus on the ordinances, which is the high priority area that needs to be addressed to improve Sussex County land use and quality of life. So thank you for your 6 years of dedicated service to our citizens.
You're next.
Hello.
Yep, turn it back on. Turn it back on.
Oh, I turned it off. Okay, I'm good now? All right. Well, thank you. My name is Michael Bennett. I work with Legaman Norman Property Management, and I'm the HOA General Manager for the Americana Bayside community located in Selbyville. And the comment that I wanted to make today relates to an item on your forthcoming agenda, page 2.
I can't let you do that, sir, because that would be commenting on something, a matter that is coming in front of us.
Understood.
So I appreciate
thank you.
That. Thank you for coming. But there will be a...
Well, that's not a public...
Yeah. Actually, it's not. It's, you could mail your comment in, I guess. Uh-huh. Not really. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else like to make a public comment? Yes, ma'am. Right here. Yeah, you could, yeah. Mr. Bennett. Mr. Bennett, if you want to give that to our director, he'll be happy to receive it, or to Ashley, she'll come get it. Yes, ma'am.
Wait, turn it back on.
There you go.
Okay,
there you go.
All right.
You'd think it would be green, but.
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for this opportunity to speak to you. First of all, I want to apologize to Bruce Mears, because last week I called in and I talked about the appointment of, or that there would be three new commissioners. There's just going to be three appointments and only two new commissioners, so I do apologize to you for that error in my speaking.
We were wondering who was being dismissed.
That's why I wanted to make a point that, hey, I blew it, okay? All right. And also, again, to thank Kim Huisa Stevenson for all of her work. I so appreciate your comments that you have made during the hearings. I really appreciate what you've done. Thank you all, commissioners, but I really, I'm sorry that we're losing Kim Huisa Stevenson, and she's going on to greater things. So I believe as the Sussex County population increases, that there's an increased interest in the work that you do, and therefore the increased desire to be able to continue to make public comments, both at the beginnings of these meetings and after each new hearing is presented. The decisions you make affect all of our lives and the quality of our life. I've only lived here 4 years, but the changes that I've seen, the amount of forest that's gone down, the amount of wetland that's been lost, those were the reasons I moved here in the first place. And so what the planning and zoning does really matters to me and many, many other newcomers who were not aware of the rate of change in the county. Your decisions also, of course, affect our safety, and the number of houses makes evacuation more, population makes evacuation more difficult, and of course, the traffic, with every new subdivision approved, the traffic continues to get worse and affects our daily lives. So please, continue to allow the call-in capability. Both now and after each new hearing. You can't just write in comments before the applicant presents everything that is presented to the commission, because sometimes during those presentations, ideas come up of comments that someone would like to make to the commission about what's been presented. So, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's next? Anyone else? Operators, anyone standing by electronically who would like to make a public comment?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this, I'm sorry, would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star.
It's been a long day. Yep.
We have Jay on the line. Jay, your line is open.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Commission. I'd like to just make two quick comments. One
excuse
is on
me.
The conference
excuse me,
line.
Sir, I need you to give us your full name, please, for the record.
Sure, okay. It's J. Tomlinson, T 32715 Hastings Drive in Lewis.
Okay, thank you. You may have the floor.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Just two comments. So one is on the conference line. I'd urge the county to continue its use. I have two issues I'm interested in on the agenda today, and I would not be able to join the meeting without the use of the conference line today due to other conflicts I have. So I would not be able to attend. So that would be the one. And the other one is to thank Kim Hoey Stevenson for her service and always being available to listen to some concerns in the past. So thank you, Kim, for your service to the county. Thank you. And that's it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jay.
Operator, is there anyone else standing by who would like to speak?
We have Jim on the line. Jim, your line is open.
Yes, my name is James Kara Story, and I'm at 121 Beaver Dam Reach in Rehoboth. And I am calling in respectfully requesting that you consider keeping the call-in line open for public comment. I'm in a situation where I have a wife that has late-stage multiple sclerosis and is unable to attend the meeting, but equally as her caregiver, I am also unable to get away to physically attend the meetings. And it would really be a tremendous loss for any disabled person in Sussex County to not be able to publicly make a comment via the telephone. And so I strongly urge you to be sure that you include all disabled folks in the county in this wonderful opportunity to provide ongoing input into a meeting such as this. So please consider keeping this option open for those that are disabled and their caregivers. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Operator, is there anyone else standing by?
If there is anyone else on the line who would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one else has indicated they would like to speak.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, moving on.